Thank you. And I know my stomach's rumbling, so I'm sure your guys' are too. So luckily, my presentation will be a few minutes. My name's Melissa Geisler, and I'm a grad student. Short person problems. I signed up for 5-minute rapid.
Oh, really?
Yes. So my name is Melissa Geisler, and I'm a master's student at NDSU under Dr. Joel Ransom. And like many other people who have presented today, my project is interseeding cover crops into corn. And so we all know that cover crops are useful tools for reducing wind erosion and nitrogen losses, especially in the upper Midwest, where these two problems are a major concern. In North Dakota, it's extremely difficult, almost impossible, to establish a cover crop after full season crops like corn because of our short growing season. Broadcasting cover crops into standing corn late in the season around the time of physiological maturity can give cover crops more time to grow, but this method often depends heavily on receiving a timely rain after seeding. And unfortunately, seeding around this time late in the summer is usually during some of our warmest, driest weather of the season. And seeds lying on the dry soil surface may fail to germinate or may germinate and then dry out right away because their roots cannot access the subsurface moisture below. So new equipment, as you can see, like the one picture below, has been developed to seed cover crops into the soil between corn rows at the same time as nitrogen side dressing, which is usually done in early to mid-June in North Dakota. Interseeding the cover crops into the soil protects the seeds and gives them better access to soil moisture. However, cover crops sown early in the growing season, will need to survive dry, shady growing conditions underneath the corn canopy through the summer until harvest. So this research aimed to quantify the impact that shade from the corn canopy had on cover crop growth and how shading underneath the canopy differs between corn hybrids and how that affects the cover crops growing below. We hypothesized that cover crops would have access to better light and grow more underneath an earlier maturing hybrid versus a later maturing hybrid. So in 2016, at two locations in eastern North Dakota, cereal rye and winter camelina, and a mixture of the two were seeded between corn rows at the V7 corn growth stage. Photosynthetically active radiation, which is designated as PAR on the screen, was measured below the corn canopy at biweekly intervals from cover crop emergence until corn harvest. The two corn hybrids had relative maturities of 80 and 89. The rye was seeded at 67 kilograms per hectare, the camelina at 4.5 kilograms per hectare, and the mixture at 37 kilograms of rye, so the half rate of rye, and the full rate of camelina at 4.5 kilograms per hectare. Cover crop biomass was sampled before the first killing frost in early November and before termination the following spring. And so the cover crops did not affect corn yield. The corn canopy suppressed the cover crops so that they did not grow large enough to be competing with the corn. Rye at the Foreman location germinated soon after seeding, but then died right away just from lack of rain. And so this underscores the importance of receiving a timely rainfall after seeding for establishing those cover crops, even when interseeded into the soil as opposed to broadcasting. The taller, later maturing hybrid had a larger leaf area index and intercepted more light later into the growing season than did the earlier maturing hybrid, which is to be expected. And while there is a general trend towards greater cover crop biomass grown underneath the earlier maturing hybrid, this was only a significant difference. This was only a significant difference at one location in the spring. So even though we had a longer, warmer fall compared to most years, the fall biomass accumulation was minimal. The cover crops accumulated only 10 to 50 kilograms of dry matter per hectare, whereas in the spring they accumulated anywhere from 160 to 2,000 kilograms of dry matter per hectare. And as you can see, this is mostly due to the rye. We might have expected a similar response between locations in the spring between Prosper and Foreman had the rye survived in Foreman. So to summarize, with this year's data, we can see that when rainfall is adequate, cover crops can be successfully established in corn early in the season to provide some fall cover and early spring cover the following year. Hybrid relative maturity seems to have a small effect on cover crop growth underneath the corn canopy, and we hope that data from this year's growing season will confirm this hypothesis. And I think if I spoke too fast, we probably have time for some questions. Otherwise, I can answer some questions at the poster session this afternoon from 4 to 6. So, thank you. Yes? Okay, so the question was if the corn was harvested according to maturity or at the same time, and we harvested the corn at the same time, just for ease of harvesting, the way the plots were set up. This experiment was set up in our randomized complete block, and so we wouldn't have really had a way to harvest them separately. Oop, I'll go with the one you in the back first. Yes, there were differences in between the two hybrids, which you would expect.
Well, on the hybrid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you shred the corn stalks after harvest, or do you just let them stand?
With these, we let them stand. Good question.
Why did you measure the irrigation, and how did you
use it? Question was, why did we measure photosynthetically active radiation? How did we do it? So the objectives of this project were to quantify how much light was being intercepted by the corn, and how much light was getting down to those cover crops, and how it was affecting the cover crop growth, so that we could kind of quantify that aspect of what's going on underneath the canopy. And so we used an LP80 septometer, which is about this long, and so at 2-week intervals throughout the season, I would go through the corn rows, and we would take at soil measurements and above the cover crop canopy measurements, and we'd have incident light readings, we'd have at soil readings, and we'd have above the cover crop readings, just to see how the light was changing underneath the corn canopy through the season. That answers your question. One more, in the orange.
Yeah, if you have been able to harvest the shorter season hybrid sooner, do you have any estimation of how much more PAR you've been able to capture with that cover?
Can you repeat the second question, the second part?
If you would have been able to harvest the two hybrids appropriately at their individual maturities, do you have any estimate of how much more PAR the cover crops might have been able to capture, like in that week, the 10-day time interval?
Okay, the question was how much more light would the cover crops have been able to get had the earlier hybrid, earlier maturing hybrid been harvested earlier. As far as like just me estimating, I can't give you that, but I think you can kind of infer that, you know, if you're harvesting earlier, the cover crops are definitely going to have, you know, a week's extra sunlight to keep growing.
Yeah, I don't know if you like quantify how much like incidental PAR was coming in that might have.
I might have that data, but not here. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.